This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
One day, we'll get to breathe freely again. This is Sri Liu. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bites. Sniggering in the background is Richard Bradbury. Our question to you today is, have you been buying more toys, games for yourself or your kids during the pandemic? Why or why not? We'll look at the poll results at the end of the show. Of course, you can still comment and take part in the poll. In the meantime, have you got any comments, though, on Instagram or Twitter that you'd like to share?
I've got one from Abdul Adil, 75. He says, yes, because hobbies help to keep you alive. And Fads Lee has said, yep, they started to play with my action figures collection. I'm assuming that's the kids who are playing with his action figures collection, unless, of course, you're living with your in-laws, which is an entirely different conversation for us to be having. But Akmal has said, yes, I make toys. That'd be interesting.
Right. Okay, so we're going to end off with a story about SOP violations and what we need to be looking out for. So individuals who violate the SOP stipulated for the prevention and control of the pandemic will be fined up to 10,000 ringgit from March 11. So this is based on Emergency Prevention and Control of Infectious Diseases Amendment Ordinance 2021 through a federal government gazette uploaded on the official portal of the Attorney General's Chambers today.
Yeah, and this is to take effect on March 11th. It also states that companies or corporations that violate these SOPs can be fined up to 50,000 ringgit. And the government had gazetted the Emergency Essential Powers Ordinance 2021, which was promulgated as a proactive measure to contain the COVID-19 pandemic here in Malaysia, of course.
Right. The 18 provision ordinance, which took effect on January 11, was gazetted on January 14 after it was well promulgated by the Yang Di-Pertuan Agong himself. And the ordinance, among others, states that an independent special committee will be established to advise the King on the continuing existence of the grave emergency threatening to the security, economic life and public order of the Federation arising from this pandemic.
And that ordinance also includes amendments to general penalties under Section 24, stating that any person who commits an offence under the Act for, quote, for which no penalty is expressly provided, may be fined up to 100,000 ringgit or imprisoned for a maximum of 7 years. And in addition, it also states that those authorised may order COVID-19 patients or close contacts to wear tracking devices such as wristbands or any other device provided by an authorised officer.
Right, and any person who destroys, damages, removes or alters the tracking device is committing an offence. And besides this, the representatives of companies that violate the SOPs can also be charged in court. So this is, your Chap Gome message about being careful and going to restaurants. And I understand, why we need to take all these things into consideration. But, do make sure that you do that as well. But also understand, I think there was an article that came out in the news, and it was read by news, how a one-year-old kid has been summoned 100 ringgit for being in the lift for not wearing a mask. So,
I heard about that yesterday, very, very briefly. I don't quite know what I think about it. I mean, I do know what I think about that. I think that's just taking things a little bit too far, is it not?
Right. But, just to be wary, there are fines and all that. And, companies and individuals to always follow SOPs, because although the vaccine has arrived, it has not reached our arms just yet. So until then, right, let's all do our part.
Yeah, just be sensible. That's all we need to be doing. We're at that stage now where, the vaccines are here. They're not far away. And it's the final stretch, Frida. Right. Don't mess things up now while we're in the final phases, the final stretch. Right. Let's just continue with the SOPs, sanitize, mask up, do all the things that you need to do.
There is a light at the end of the tunnel, but you're still in the tunnel. Understand that for now. Okay, so our question today, have you been buying more toys, games for yourself or your kids during the pandemic? Why or why not? What are the, what's the final poll result?
Over on Twitter, we've got 31.9% of people saying nope because no money. 21.2% of saying nope because I don't want to. 25.7% saying yes for myself. And 21.2% saying yes for my kids. And over on Instagram, the number's pretty much unchanged. 57% of you saying no, I've not bought any, with 43% of you saying yes, I did.
All right. Any more messages?
That's it. We're all finished here.
We're all finished. Okay. So after the news, one on the breakfast grill is a replay with Datimina Chia Fong, the managing director of In Nature Berhad. So In Nature Berhad's involved in the retailing and distribution of the Body Shop and Nature in the region and went public last year before the pandemic. Since its IPO back on February 20th, 2020, the stock price fell as much as 60% to its low in March. It has since recovered. The stock has rallied over 100% since its low, but still below its closing price on opening day. So we will be speaking to Managing Director Datimina to discuss the extent of the pandemic's impact, the recovery plan, and break down their first full year earnings as a public listed company. That's happening after the news at one. On behalf of Richard Bradbury and myself, Ria Liu, happy Jap Go May. Have a wonderful weekend. Stay safe. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.